Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Sunday morning coming down on the Ryer on YouTube channel. Back with you, I'm Travis Ryer, and it is time for Second Watch, a quick look back at Alabama's 24-21 win over the Georgia Bulldogs. Alabama, for what was it, the 10th time in the last 11 meetings, a winner over the Georgia Bulldogs Saturday night at Sanford Stadium. We are live, by the way. Kind of consider this show to be like those high school keggers back in the day. It's a lot of fun until the authorities show up, if you know what I'm saying. So we're going to get right into it. We're not going to waste a lot of time. We're going to try to turn this into the fastest 40 minutes maybe in all of college football. And that means less of that big head there on your screen and more of the football as we get folks chiming in here in the chat. Good morning, fam. From Paul Stokes. Good morning, Paul. Did you get any sleep last night after the events in Athens, Georgia? Yeah. Might have been a little hard for both fan bases for different reasons, of course. But again, we're going to shrink me down, and we're going to give you more of the football, some of the highlights and lowlights for the Alabama Crimson Tide in that first SEC win of the 2025 season for Kalen DeBoer's team. So we get things going with the opening kickoff. And really, Bama, throughout the game, didn't get a ton of opportunities to cover kicks. Connor Talty did a pretty good job putting the ball into the end zone, but did get a couple. And you were worried about Zacharius Branch there, number one in the return game. Alabama, when he did return it, limited him a great deal. You know, Wisconsin had the kickoff return for a touchdown, but that wasn't going to happen on Saturday night. Alabama, nice job, really across the board in special teams. We're going to see Dowd do a good job as the punter. So Georgia, after Alabama defers, after winning the coin toss, Georgia with the football first. Dogs come out. This is 11 personnel, it looks like, for the Georgia Bulldogs. You've got Cash Jones in there as the third down back next to Gunnar Stockton. You got a tight end out here up on the line of scrimmage. I think that's Lucky of those two tight ends that you're going to see a lot of, Delp and Lucky, in the game. Alabama is in. This is still nickel. You know, kind of spread out, showing a three-man pass rush. Six guys in the box. And so on a third and eight, Alabama looking to get off the field in its first chance defensively on Saturday night. Stockton obviously going to throw it. Four-man pass rush. Quay Roussel trying to get a little bit of a push there in the middle. And this is what you wanted Gunnar Stockton doing when he was throwing the football. You wanted him delivering from the pocket. Deontay Lawson, with eyes to the quarterback, does a nice job here. Gets his hands on it, almost a takeaway right out the gate for the Alabama defense. But it's a three and out, and you'll take that. Absolutely. Three and out, going to get the football. You'll see it again here. Deontay in a place where at the sticks, he can play both ways. You know, if he needs to come up on Stockton, he can do that. You've got the corner in pretty good shape right here, eyeballing the check down, if that's the route Stockton wants to go. But Deontay with a nice reaction there in zone coverage. Yeah, nearly the first takeaway of the game for the Alabama Crimson Tide. So Alabama comes out, and this really gets the third down thing going for the Alabama offense. First opportunity of the night, third and seven. Jam Miller back from the collarbone injury. You know Georgia is going to test those A-gaps. Look at these linebackers for Georgia. I mean, they are not kind of a cross look there with Raylan Wilson, and then that's Chris Cole coming off Alabama's left edge. Jam does a pretty good job. You can see he recognizes it. He's getting over there, but this is even better stuff from Ty Simpson. Decisiveness, steps up, and man coverage. He knows he's got a one-on-one with CJ Allen. And with those legs, he's going to win that. So he goes and gets a critical first down for Alabama. No three and out for the Alabama offense. Good stuff from Ty Simpson. Decisiveness, climbing the pocket, not bouncing out to the perimeter, attacking that type of situation and making Georgia pay for it. Second and 10 for Alabama now from its own 38. This is 12 personnel. A couple of tight ends on the field. I think that's Josh Cuevas and Caleb Edwards. Offset back, tie in the gun. Play action. Alabama had run the football on first down. Got nothing with jam. That's okay because it sets up these play actions. And watch this. Keep those linebackers in there. Good protection here. Move Ty just a little bit. Pull Cam Dewberry from the left guard position as almost a personal protector out there. You've got help to the backside with jam. And Ty, nice and poised, isn't too anxious, just delivers a nice and easy deep ball. Ryan Williams drops it. Went to work on Ellis Robinson, the two number ones at corner in this game. Robinson for Georgia and Damani Jackson for Alabama. They got all the smoke, didn't they? Yes, they did. They got a lot of the smoke. I'm just going to do a little, there we go. I think we're okay. I think we're okay production wise. I got to get that out of there. What else do I need to do? Yeah, just cleaning a few things up. There we go. Now we're better, right? All right. So you have the big drop, and that presents your first sort of taste of adversity in the game. You're facing straight up third and 10. Georgia is going to bring six here. Yep, here they come. Ty stands in there. He knows at this point it's coming. And this is another situation maybe against Florida State. He gets a little jittery, and it would be understandable because he's going to take a shot right there. Comes down to Isaiah Horton. Nice game for Isaiah Horton Saturday night. This is the old home team spot, home team sideline spot right here. You can see on the replay. Horton is easily at the line to gain. It's ruled on the field short, but they go to review, and they eventually get it right. We'll see one of those that went Alabama's way too, by the way, a little bit later that they ended up having to reverse involving Ryan Williams. So first and 10, going to show kind of a counteraction here, but it's play action, pulling the guard and the backside tight end. This almost looks like it could be throwback action down here, right? See Cuevas down here? But Ty's going to move out to his right. Gets a little fortunate right here. KJ Bolden. Probably a better throw gets picked. It's probably a good thing it was that far behind Isaiah Horton. Because if he throws it on the money there, Bolden's in good position. So you avoid the takeaway there for the Alabama offense. And still playing third and five. Got this 2x2 look. With the three wides on the field, Kevin Riley in there. This is going to be a straight drop back, four-man pass rush, quick. And you look and see Georgia's playing the sticks right here. So this corner sits with Cuevas. The ball's, Georgia thinks it's going to Cuevas right here on third and five. And instead, Ty with a beautiful hole shot to Horton down the Georgia sideline. That's perfect. See the two Georgia defenders sitting on the tight end? Horton with a nice catch, gets the feet down, almost turns this into more. But it's another third down conversion early in this game. You got a second and 13 now. I believe this is after maybe a penalty. Was this a jam false start maybe? They got you in a first and 15, so now you're second and 13. You motion to empty. But you got a quick game opportunity because you see at the top there, George is playing the off coverage. And even with that, this is still a Jeremy Bernard play right here because you don't get the block from Ryan Williams. So now Jeremy Bernard, and in some ways it didn't hurt you that Williams didn't get that block because the corner's coming so hard that he's not in control enough. He doesn't break down enough to be able to really make the play there. But Bernard does a nice job of making a miss. And now, because you miss that block, Ryan Williams keeps playing. Now you end up with good numbers because you're going to be able to account for two guys kind of in this situation. You got 3-on-3, Rico Scott, Cuevas. Ryan's in the mix anyway, and it ends up being a first and goal when it's all said and done. Jeremy Bernard with a nice individual effort. But a good job too. Ryan Williams gets a lot of grief for stuff like that, but stayed in the play. At least the effort was what you, the willingness anyway. So now you end up with a third and goal, and you get sort of a pre-snap indication that you got man coverage down here with Jeremy. And Ryan Grubb put these Georgia inside linebackers in hell for a lot of the night. I mean, Allen and Wilson, man, between the hashes, between the numbers, I love those guys. Blitzers, run thumpers, but boy, when he had a chance, when Ryan Grubb had a chance to work on those guys, because watch this, Bernard wins easily anyway. And you also use the tight end inside there to influence these backers. And that's KJ Bolden too. But I mean, you got a linebacker sitting here in the middle of the field, and look at the back out here too. I mean, you could have just flipped it down to the back. Look how wide open Jam Miller. I mean, there's nobody. You had a two-way go for the touchdown, and Jeremy wins easily. Another decisive, confident throw from Ty Simpson. And just like that, it's 7-0. Very impressive drive, and tangibly too, because you overcame the drop. Watch this. Now watch Jam. Just, yeah. I don't know what this is. All right. Jam to the flat. Watch this. I mean, just, there's nothing. Beautiful ball, though, from Ty to get Alabama on the board. So Georgia back out there with a 1st and 15 following a penalty. I think this is after Alabama had done a nice job on the kickoff return coverage. And you get caught a little light in the box here. It's 1st and 15, so I'm sure you're probably thinking, well, they're going to throw it. But Georgia, you anticipated, even at 14-0, Georgia wasn't going to go away from the run game. And Georgia with Gunnar Stockton at quarterback has to be able to run the football. And so right here, you got a 5-man box because your off-ball linebacker's out here on the hash. You got 3 perimeter threats out here for Georgia. And you got 4 guys, basically. And you only got 5 in the box here with 5 OLs. And you'll see right here, get a couple of guys that looks like in the same gap. You know, Quay Roussel's kind of playing this pseudo inside linebacker that I don't always get. You know, LT Overton's trying to set an edge and get off a block. But, I mean, you got Roussel in here. You got Lawson in here. Jefferson was out here on the hash. So, you know, if you get guys accounted for, it's just a cut and right up the gut for an explosive for Nate Frazier. Good job by Jefferson hustling to make that tackle. But again, you're outnumbered in some ways, and then you're probably not playing the technique that you would like Kane Womack for your guys to play. 3rd and 5 for Alabama. I believe this is dime right here. Well, no, it's not. I think that's Justin Jefferson still on the hash mark right there. And Stockton with the straight drop. Yeah, Jefferson's kind of got the back. And you're able to force. It's a nice job right there, forcing Stockton up into the pocket. And again, these are the kind of throws you wanted Gunnar Stockton to try all night. What you didn't want right here is Stockton to kind of do what Ty Simpson did earlier, be decisive with his legs, because he probably can go get that. You love Gunnar Stockton pushing up into the pocket and trying these type of throws into coverage. Alabama, it wasn't a 3-and-out, but it was sort of a hammer in that after scoring, you got off the field defensively. 3rd and 7 for Alabama now. 3 to the field. Georgia bringing the 4-man pass rush. Jam kind of on alert for the back. Jeremy's going to run that little underneath route. This is so good by Ty Simpson, because it requires a lot of poise and some strength. You know, Wilkin Formby is going to give up the pressure there. I think that's Chris Cole again. And he actually gets a pretty good piece of Ty, who unaffectedly steps up and delivers a strike to Josh Cuevas to keep the third down streak going. And again, these backs and these tight ends, if you could get them on these Georgia inside linebackers, you were going to like that matchup all night long. Ryan Grubb fully in hold my beer and watch this mode on first and 10. You know, this was one of two kind of dropbacks for Jeremy Bernard in the game. This wasn't the only one. Trying a little end around pass to Jeremy here. And I know as he kind of figures out that it's not going to be there, you are screaming, throw it away. But that's not what wide receivers spend a lot of time in the meeting rooms or on the practice field talking about. So it goes for a negative play on first and 10. But it also, I think, speaks to the confidence Grubb has in his guys right now, because you're not all that affected by second and 16. You got a six-man protection right here. At least initially, that's the look. But I love the screen game from Grubb in Alabama. Well coordinated, well executed for much of the night. So you're going to slip Kevin Riley out here. He does a really good job after the catch too. He's just a natural pass catcher in general. You got Brailsford out in front. You got Vandermark out in front. You know, Georgia kind of cleans it up there, but Riley does a great job of trying at least to maximize it. And look, that gets you back into third and manageable. I mean, it's still third and 7, but it's not third and 16. So this is how you convert third downs. You know, it's when you do have second and 15, can you turn it into third and 6, which is what Alabama does right here. Got kind of a bunch concept down here on the hash mark. And again, this is where a couple times you're like, boy, they had whatever they wanted in some of these route concepts, because look in the middle of the field right there. I mean, Bernard's wide open. You know, Georgia did not intend to leave Jeremy Bernard wide open, but you got to deal with Ryan Williams. And Ryan, to his credit, a little dip after the catch, and he converts a third. Alabama with a bunch into the boundary motion to Jeremy Bernard. Another third down, and this is another instance of Grubb doing a good job on the flanks of having it designed, and then Bernard just with the feel that you don't typically see from a wide receiver like this. This is a running back type of feel. Does a nice job of setting up the edge there, because Horton doesn't exactly clear it out. But Bernard, because of how he is with the ball in his hands, he's able to set that edge up and get what he needs. He also understands he only needs 2 yards. You know, some wide receivers in that situation, you'll see him reverse field, you know, try to hit a home run on third and 2. Nice awareness by Jeremy Bernard there too. So I love it. First and 10, here comes the play action. Under center, hard play action. 5-man protection, you're in good shape. Caden Proctor, yeah, I mean, that's what you want right there. And no wasted time right here. This is good from Lotsier Brooks too, because he knows it's coming in the middle of the field. That's Raylan Wilson, who will absolutely knock your block off. But the true freshman, Brooks, on play action early, making it pay there. So third and 3 for Alabama now early in the second quarter. And you're thinking maybe this is, you know, quarterback keep, zone read game. Ty, I guess he's reading this. He goes ahead and gives it. Jam does a nice job right here. He makes Jay Lindsey right. Georgia does a good job getting off the block, but this is a grown-up back, man. Using that offhand to create everything that follows after this. And even right there, I mean, sets up another 2 or 3 yards. And it's a first and goal. And this is going to come off of, I think, similar action to what we just saw. Love it from Ryan Grubb. Just gave him something similar and then throw off of it. Bring in the slicer across and Ryan Williams. You got Georgia running hard. Georgia feels like right now we're in great shape. You know, we are not outflanked. Look down here. we actually have leverage on this Alabama offense. But however this is coached, this is great, great stuff with Isaiah Horton. Because on the replay, I guess we'll see it on the replay as he catches the ball in the middle of the end zone. We'll see it here in a second, I think, again, how either he's been coached that if the coverage look is this way, you just sit it down. Watch him working from the inside here in this condensed formation. See him run hard to the cross. And right now he's covered. You know, the defender actually crosses his face. And they're running hard to those windows. And Ty sits it down in a way in that they're synced up on this thing going into the game. That if this is the look we get, this is the adjustment in play. And boy, it's perfect. You can't run it any better than that. You can't throw it any better than that. And the poise it takes in real time to pull that off is a lot tougher than Ty made that look right there. So second and two for Georgia. It's a split zone kind of look. And it is, boy, and this edge into the boundary is softened up. Yanze Pierre, who I thought still had a really, really good game. You see right here, this right tackle for Georgia is doing work. Tight end, I think that's Delp, has got Bray Hubbard. And then you've got Damani Jackson up here at the top. So Damani Jackson caught a lot of heat on the old social media last night, and I get it. And it wasn't a great game because even right here, I understand you got to use that sideline as your defender. It just seems like, it's not being used in a way that it limits explosive plays. You know, I know you don't want to give up the cutback there and you don't have help to the inside, but man, if there's a way you could come up maybe and just keep this thing to a first down right there, it's the 15, 20 plays, 20 yards plus. You'll see it right here. Yeah, 73 on Yanze, win. Delp on Hubbard, win. And right guard is in good shape. Now you got a one-on-one. They wanted one-on-ones, obviously. I don't think just with Damani, just with Alabama's edge guys in general. And so Bowens with a big game Saturday night, and that was one of his explosive runs. So next play, what are you going to do? You're going to come right back at Damani Jackson. I know on the broadcast, I think Herb Street said Damani got caught looking into the backfield here in a man coverage. You brought the house too a little bit, you know, so you left him out there. And, you know, it seems like with Damani, you'll see it on the replay here to Colby Young, 6'4 wide receiver. I think you had a couple of Miami transfers in this game at wide receiver, didn't you? You see Kalen talking to Kane about that, but you'll see actually Damani's actually King Young's movement, and you saw it with Bowens on the previous play, the hard head fakes, and this is a slant go, so it's a tough route, man coverage. He can be influenced by that. You give him the hard inside either as a runner or as a route runner, and you can get what you want with him. And Georgia did that right there. So Alabama now, once a 14-0 lead, is now 14-7. It is first and 10, and it is under center. Play action. Dogs are bringing four. Boy, I love this too. Georgia is fired up. Cut this thing to seven. Let's go get this guy, right? Let's go get Ty Simpson on first down. Let's bring it. Yeah. Well, here's a little screen game for you. And also at this point, man, here comes, you know, you've already subbed some on this offensive line, but if you notice, William Sanders is in there. We saw some unbalanced looks from Ryan Grubb in this game. We saw a tackle catch a backwards pass that we're going to see in a little bit, but you got Sanders out there in front. Talked about this last night. I've always thought that in this offense, he would be a nice fit. Because when we watched his high school tape, a lot of the most impressive stuff he did was as a puller. And you see him right there get a nice one. Jaden Roberts in there at right guard. Now look at big Caden Proctor. He's loving this. He's almost high-stepping right here. These big guys got to love this stuff. And also Kevin Riley, man, with that offhand, that went from like a 10-yard pickup to a 20-plus yard. He picked up, I think, 17 yards on that play after using the offhand to kind of help himself. Third and seven for Alabama now. It is a four-man pass rush. Watch Caden Proctor right here at the Alabama 47. Kind of sits on this guy. Yeah, that's like the ultimate dismissal. And Ty's going to work back to his left here. And he can't hook up with Rico Scott. You know, kind of an extended play opportunity. I'd like to see Rico work harder back to the quarterback there. Dowd, though, comes in and does this a couple times in the game. Pins Georgia inside its own 10. That sets up a huge play for the opportunistic Alabama defense. That's what I'm choosing to go with when describing this Alabama defense right now. Opportunistic, not dominant. No, I'm not close to that. But I will say opportunistic. You fit the run right, good things happen, man. You know, Pierre's got a pretty good edge set down here into the boundary. Hubbard coming in there. Nice job. Form tackle right on the football. Bends from the knees there. Brings his hips. And forces it loose there. And there's Deontay Lawson to recover the Nate Frazier fumble. Didn't feel like we saw Nate much after that one. You see it again right here. This is it, man. Good stuff from Bray Hubbard. Right on the football, and Deontay gets off his guy and is able to make the recovery. You're in business in the red zone. Now, first and 10 under center. Okay, I get it. Going to run the football. You know, kind of a token run here. You got Jackson Lloyd in there. Look at 78. There were some wild combinations, man. You got Jackson Lloyd right there at what? Was he left guard? And this is sort of unbalanced to the right. Or no, it's not. It's Michael Carroll at right tackle. But just crazy. And Georgia, you know, conversely, offensively allowed you to sub because they're not a big tempo team under Mike Bobo. It's kind of a split zone look. I wasn't in love with this on second down after you ran it for three. I wanted some play action either again on first or second. Decided to run it again. You know, not a terrible play. Picked up a couple. But now you're having to play third and five. This was interesting because this had a feel of Bernard's touchdown from earlier in the game. Thought they might come back to it, see if he could get this inside here with Robinson on him. But it looks like Georgia put a safety in here. Like they got KJ Bolden up in here into this window. Didn't have that last time. I think that was Raylan Wilson last time. And he's, you know, he's kind of not in tune with that all that much. You see Bolden kind of sitting. He's looking up the slant. So at that point, you know, you kind of feel like you got to go. If you're going based on pre-snap look and Bernard's your guy, which you get it in this situation, this is going to have to be to the pylon or back shoulder. I will show you this underneath, though. Danny Lewis, maybe? Yeah. Good to see Danny Lewis back, by the way. I thought he did some really under-the-radar good things as a blocker in the game. So it's not really to the pylon, and it's not really a back shoulder. And Robinson does a good job there. Gets the breakup. Connor Talty comes on, drills it from 24, and it's back to a two-digit lead for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Georgia back in there showing kind of a full house backfield. You got a tight end and a wide receiver as a part of that to go along with Bowens. But you're going to pull this backside guard and bring the two others, Delp and Bowens, out in front. This isn't bad. Is that that's not DeJon Lee. This is good by Pierre. He just kind of blows it up. And then Jones. I see Deshaun. Jones is able to come and clean it up. But it's a nice job to get Georgia behind the chain. Second and 16 now for the Dogs as they motion Delp out here to the field. Swing the back. So you got Pierre out in the flat with the back. It's just a three-man pass rush. and they're able to kind of sit it down in the hole with the 6'4 receiver. And you know, Georgia's felt like Georgia's receivers, I think they take pride in it, especially this group with Young and Humphreys. They are bigger receivers that feel like they can own your corners after the catch. And that's kind of what you see here from Young. He's a big dude, kind of took it to Xavier Brown. Saw that a few times. Tight ends and wide receivers, that was part of the game plan for sure for Georgia, was physically own Alabama out on the perimeter. Stockton, you know, just kind of sit down. This is Humphreys. Didn't really hurt Alabama that much. You know, Georgia's wide receivers, other than Young and that 38-yarder, it wasn't a bad night going against those guys. You know, what, 130 passing yards? Now, when you're running it for about 7 a clip, you don't have to throw it more than 20 times. But it is a 1st and 10. This feels like a shot, right? Given the down and distance and kind of where you're at on the field, out near midfield, the protection. This is a 7-man protection. Pretty good job on the edge here. I like this. Pierre still impacting things with, I think, Stockton right there. Even though the backs kind of got him accounted for, I like that Pierre uses his length when he doesn't get there. As I talked about last night, he kind of muddles things with that. And I think that forces, and the coverage, I'm sure, because we can't see it here, has something to do with Stockton having to pull it down. Good job by Overton to get something on him. Edrick Hill cleans it up here, and you get a sack of Gunnar Stockton. I think that's one of a couple in the game for Alabama. So even in 2nd and 12, though, again, remember that, what, 2nd and long earlier when Bowens hit the, or no, it's Frazier that hit the run? Well, guess what? 2nd and 12, maybe Alabama's thinking this is, again, a definite pass rush situation. It almost looks like a slant to the right for the Alabama. See how these guys, Faga, and I think that's Edrick Hill, you know, take those right steps and are kind of moving towards the Georgia sideline. Then you get guys, again, you get guys sort of stacked up in here. You know, 88's going to the ground quick. Hill's getting washed out quick. Lucky takes care of the play side edge right there. And then once that happens, now you've got 3 OLs that are out onto your 2nd level, right tackle, center, left tackle. And now you're in trouble. You got 3 guys in here with 3 Georgia blockers, and here comes your force kind of guy that, again, likes to really come up and not break down and in good position to sort of limit these things. Because even with the sideline as your help, it still goes for an explosive run. You'll see it again here. This is good work by the Georgia offensive line. 73 gets enough of Overton to kind of hold him up enough until 7 can get there. And then 73 gets to your linebacker, Nakai Hill-Green on the ground, and then the angles and the approach just aren't great. And Bowens is down inside the red zone. So 1st and goal for Georgia from the Alabama 10. Not a great ball in the quick game from Stockton. Pretty nice catch by Branch. Yeah, give up 5 on 1st down. 2nd and goal from the 5. This is RPO. You can see Delp up there kind of working to the flat. And just going to give it to the big back, McCray, the Illinois transfer. And this is pretty good. I mean, it's not terrible. Hold him to 2 yards, 2.5 yards here inside the 5. Again, pretty good shape right there. Really good shape against Georgia's tackles and tight ends. 4th and goal. Feels like you're going to get off the field here. And it's kind of a shame because you don't even need this hold on Xavier Brown, because I think we're going to see Yonsei Pierre ultimately watch Pierre right here. He's going to get the pressure he needs. That the ball isn't going to be able to go to Young on the double move. You know, Stockton was pretty much going to have to go out there the whole time. You don't know that, though, if you're Xavien Brown. And Hubbard does a pretty good job of getting through the trash and getting Bowens on the ground. You think you're getting off the field, but it is a hold against the Alabama defense. Right here, you'll see it. The back judge was looking right at it. Hubbard stumbles a little bit, but is able to kind of work through that. Alabama getting downhill against that inside run game on first down. Does a pretty good job right there. The problem is Georgia sees that, and it's pretty much the same approach for Alabama on the second and goal. See all these guys keyed up on the inside run game. And so Georgia goes pin and pull. These tight ends for Georgia, man, Lucky and Delt. Hard to find. That's why, man, those guys are a premium right now in college football, because you got these guys like the Niblacks and the Odoms that think they're more wide receivers than tight ends. You got to have 7-4 here to play the way Georgia wants to play. And because they pretty much got the same look from the Alabama defenses they got on first down, this ends up being a walk-in. I mean, look at Lucky on Hubbard here in the end zone. Look at Delp. I think that's Renaud. And then you don't have anybody out there. So it's a walk-in for Bowens, and it's a 17-14 game. Alabama still in the lead. Out in front, you see it again. Just some good seal work from Georgia. Delp and Lucky, left tackle, does his job, and it's easy. Boy, they're going to keep showing this, huh? See Delp turn Renaud. That's good stuff, man, when you got tight ends that can do that with 285-pound defensive ends. So Alabama, 2 minutes left in the first half, and you're thinking, well, Alabama gets the ball to start the third quarter. Maybe they'll just, no, they're not taking this thing to the half. This isn't Nick Saban. Kalen DeBoer, even without timeouts, had to burn all three of those timeouts in the first quarter, which I didn't mind, because I'd rather burn the timeouts in the first half than give up, you know, yards and delays. And then inside 2 minutes, you get the stoppages anyway on first down. So little end around action to Ryan. And this is the home. This is the team spot, team sideline spot that Alabama didn't get earlier. It did get on its sideline right here. Ryan actually a little short of the line to gain. So they go to the replay and overturn it. And it's going to create a third and one. And why not? Jeremy Bernard going to throw it around again. A lot of trust in Jeremy Bernard, isn't there? Passer, runner, receiver, blocker. Not afraid to run the whole offense through five. And he does enough to get it out there and move the sticks to Isaiah Horton. Again, Ryan Grubb, man. He's just working that bag. Bring Horton across the formation. He's got enough on the edge there to get the job done. So a first and 10 now with about a minute and a half left in the first half. And this is five-man protection. Good job once again. This is Michael Carroll right here at right tackle. This is Formby at right guard. So these combinations that we talked about were really interesting in the game. You got the back in the flat up top. You got Quavis in the flat down here. The protection is good enough. Ty didn't like the look down here, I guess, to Quavis. So he's going to revert to going out the side door a little bit right here, but he gets his eyes up very quickly once he does. And this is a strike to Ryan Williams. Beauty. This really helps key what follows. You know, it's a first down play, but it's a chunk with a kind of a running clock. Motion, Jam Miller out to empty. And Ty going to run this little slip screen back inside to Brooks. This is nice by Brooks. getting smaller. He's already small. He gets smaller right there. That's a good block. Parker Brailsford was great once again at the center position. And then watch Caden Proctor, 74 right here. Two. Gets two guys. Lots of errors using that offhand too, man. Yards after the catch, yards after contact. It was a big thing for Alabama in this game. Scrimmage yards for Alabama's running backs were going to be so important, and they got exactly what they needed between running the football and catching it with those backs. Screen game was really good. So Ty on a first and 10 inside a minute. Ditches a little bit early here. Good job by Michael Carroll, man, for a true freshman, because in real time I'm thinking, boy, Ty just ran him into a holding call, but he didn't do it. See his hands go up, letting the ref know, no, I didn't hold him. Ty's going to cut it loose down here on a first and 10. You end up getting something positive out of it. And you got a defensive holding on top of that. They're calling it kind of tight back there, weren't they? Yeah, last night. Zabian's they called kind of tight. I thought that one was tight too. Again, you're empty under center, empty. And look who's out in the left flat. Your 360-pound left tackle with a couple of blockers in front of him. Jam Miller. Jackson Lloyd kind of did a belly flop at the snap. Didn't really matter much. You get it out to Caden Proctor, who I like. Maybe he is left-handed. As much as anything about this play, I like that he had the ball to the outside when he's running with it. And, boy, if you're Kirby and Glenn Schumann, you got to be wondering, are these guys just trying to clown us at this point in our own building? And Caden, you knew, wasn't going to step out of bounds. You were going to have to push Caden out of bounds. He was trying to score, no doubt. So you do that, you get the first and goal. And again, man, it's kind of a two-back look, except it's the different ways you can use Bernard formationally there in the backfield with Jam and Grubb with the early play action. You'll see right here in the middle of the end zone, he's got an easy one to Caleb Edwards if he wants it. Look at Caleb Edwards, wide open. But no need to throw it when you can pretty much walk it in, which Ty does right there. Gives a little hush, hush. And it ain't Paula Abdul to the Georgia crowd right there. And now you go into the half, up 10 with the football coming out to start the third quarter. Just a huge, huge situation right there. Let's see here. Yeah, you were unbalanced right here too, right? Because this is Sanders left of Brailsford, but then you've got Formby, Carroll, and I think, yeah, that's Caden lined up to the right, actually, with a tight end. You'll see it from the top. See Caleb Edwards right there at the D, but you don't need to do it. You had a two-way go again. Really put these Georgia linebackers in tough spots throughout the night. Stockton now late in the second quarter, going to check it down to Bowens. Nice reaction there from Lawson to get him on the field. And you're going to go to the half, 24-14. Up 10, couldn't really ask for a better situation than what you had there. And then you go into the third quarter with the football. First and 10, a little play action to start, and immediately get Georgia outflanked on the edge with the back. 33 and 5, look where they are. Jam just with tons of, man, Allen's not going to get there until it's 12, 13 yards. So an easy chunk to get the third quarter going. Handing it to Bernard again with the back in front. You got the extra blocker there with Jam out in front. And keeping those chains moving with basically an outside zone to your wide receiver. Empty formation now on a third and 4. You got the stack receiver look down here to the bottom. Yep. Nice job by Ty. You see him get this linebacker looked off into this window. Comes right back here to Caleb Edwards. Perfect ball. Edwards knows what to do after he catches it too. Turns it up. Another explosive play where you're working on that second level of the Georgia defense. Motion Brooks to the top to a trips sort of formation. Georgia going to be coming on first down again. Why not dial up another screen? But it's a good job this time. You know, Georgia did what it needed to do there and cleaned it up on the screen. Third and 11 now. Tie and a straight drop. You know, he's got a four-man pass rush. Protection's good enough. Back to your original starting offensive line for the third quarter. You know, and try to fit something in here to the sideline. It's not going to happen. I'll go back there and I'll kind of show you what, you know, could have helped his kicker maybe a little bit right here. I get it. I mean, you're trying to move the chain. You've been so damn good on third down. Why not? But right here, if you just throw it to five in the flat, you know, you can kind of, you know, see he may not get the first down, but you turn a 43-yard field goal maybe into something more like 36, 35. Now, Talty hits this so poorly that it may not have mattered. I mean, this thing ended up in Marietta, I think. There's left and then there's that. You know, that would have gone OB on the first hole at the St. Andrews Old Course. And if you know, you know. You got to really go left to go OB there at St. Andrews on one. So Dylan Bell's in the game. And when Dylan Bell goes in motion, I tend to think reverse. And he'll also throw it, I think, off of that. And this isn't really a reverse, I guess. It's an end around. Kind of a jet sweep, really, with just kind of a different way of doing it. Instead of a pass, this is a run. And Alabama obviously keyed up on Zakaria Branch, the USC transfer, because watch, you'll see Justin Jefferson on this fake of the reverse, even Deontay a little bit. You know, it influences things. And you got a guy that falls down right here. I think if Overton can stay on his feet, he's got a chance to make that a lot better situation. So a lot of things go into perimeter defense. You got to stay up too. Instead, he's on the ground, kind of soft there with Jones against the back. And so there's a nice lane for Bell to do his thing. Now he's just going to try to split this. Saab does a pretty good job of getting him on the ground, giving yourself a chance to play some defense. Again, you kind of show just a inside run look. Was this power or just zone? Get past this explosive to Dylan Bell again. Kind of, yeah, this looked like maybe duo or split zone. Probably duo, yeah. And, you know, you're setting a hard edge against that tackle if you're James Smith, but you know, you're not playing it in a way in which you're keeping your outside shoulder sort of free. And then there's Damani again, just coming up. That's a little bit better than what we had seen to that point in the game. More of the same type of approach here, bringing Lucky across to account for that end in Overton. Otherwise, on this one, you're in pretty good shape. You know, that's where Keenan helped right there, man. He can make some piles last night. See him right there? He's creating a pile. And then you're able to get Overton in there. But that's all Tim Keenan right there, as much as anything else. And that's a very nice luxury. And that's the targeting call on James Smith. And that's tough. I mean, that's an inside run play. These are, you know, defensive linemen. But when I saw it from that replay, I said to myself, well, he's gone, and he's gone for the first half of Andy. I just wasn't going to be surprised at all. So James Smith gone for the remainder of the night. What do we got here? I lied. I'm going long again. Yep. So first and goal for Georgia. More mauling from the Dogs, especially with the big back McCray in there, down at about the half yard line. I guess they reviewed this one too. This isn't bad right here by Nakai Hill Green. See him get off. He Saab too, man. They do a nice job, but this is a 240-pound back from a half yard out. Just kind of tip your cap. you know, wasn't terrible, but you just more often than not in that situation aren't going to make that type of play. You'll see. Hill Green was coming, hit the gap. Not bad on initial contact, but McCray, that's what he's in there for. So now it's a three-point game. Second and six, going to run the ball with Kevin Riley. This is good offhand work against the back. And then look at that, little horse collar from the Georgia edge. And you get the call right here. Definitely a horse collar on Riley. It's a big play. Keeps the possession moving. Now you're in a third and one. Give it to Jam. Michael Carroll working on that right side at tackle. It's not bad. Right here, you kind of feel like, well, he's going to go get this, but he gets stoned a little bit there in the hole. George is able to stop him short, creates a fourth down. I don't know what this was, but it wasn't good. Something went awry here. I don't know who had it wrong. The back's almost acting like, Jam's almost acting like he's thinking it's play action, but just a misassignment, missed execution there. Georgia gets a stop out near midfield, and yeah, I feel you, that fan there. I know the shirt shop appreciates the patronage with the shirt there. Second and nine for Georgia now, right at midfield, late in the third quarter. Stockton, straight drop, four-man pass rush. And here it is, one of the bigger plays in the football game, no doubt. Taylor, the true freshman for Georgia, by himself drops the football. Not sure what the coverage concept was there, so I'm not probably going to – I know Keon Saab was chasing. That's what I know. It almost looked like a Tampa 2, except you had your safety up in there. Whatever it was, Taylor just pretty much was unaccounted for. But fortunately for Alabama, the ball ends up on the field. So now you got a third and nine. Stockton going to work or wants to work that tunnel kind of coming back. Almost a near interception there for Bray Hubbard. So you go from being down 28-24 with the drop to up three with the football. But now you got third and 10 from inside your own 10. Getting some pass rush on the interior here against William Sanders. Ty's going to stand in there. And on the replay, that kind of looked like early contact. I don't think it looked like it. It was. But again, anything to that sideline, if you're Alabama, you don't expect to get called. Same thing for Georgia into the Alabama sideline. The refs just don't call stuff into to the affected sideline more often than not. So third and four for Georgia. Design quarterback run. Really thought we might see more of this from Georgia in the game. But I guess, you know, when your backs are averaging 8-9 a carry, you don't really need to dial at the quarterback. And Stockton is going to be able to do enough. Renaud not able to maintain the leverage there and make the play. And again, boy, look where you are in relation to the sideline. And this is a quarterback. You know, this isn't a running back that's turning it into another 10 or 15 yards. So Stockton with a big play there late in the third quarter to set the dogs up. Second and five now for Georgia. Going to run it between the tackles. She's got Keenan in there, but enough of a crease on the cutback. Nakai Hill Green is trying to step up, but it looks like he was playing at a pretty good depth. So by the time he did it, you know, there's already 3 or 4 yards into the second level. Bray Hubbard there to clean it up. And it sort of feels like right now, okay, this is where the Georgia run game is probably going to be the difference in the game. And you got a third and three here. This is some zone look, but it's a counter with the backside OL pulling. That's not a bad edge set right there. And then you overlap. That was a pretty good job by LT Overton. And Saab did what he needed to do as an overlapper off of that action. And you get – it's a big play. It doesn't seem like it at the time. It seems like, well, damn, you gave up three. Let them set up this fourth and less than one. But, boy, Georgia goes fast. And if you follow me on X or anywhere else, you know I'm not a proponent of going fast. And it just feels like to me – more often than not, you just hurry up and get stuffed. And, you know, Alabama, without much time to really think about it, just plays football here. Overton, disruptive in the backfield. I guess Deontay got enough. But even with that right here, you're thinking Cash is going to work through the trash, stay on his feet. But the sniper got him too, right there at about the 11. Huge, huge play. Disruptive play from LT Overton. The type of stuff you've been waiting to see more and more of from the Texas A&M transfer. So still a lot of time left. Alabama with a 3rd and 8. Play action right here. It doesn't mean much because it's 3rd and 8. But Ty has gotten really comfortable with that. This is nice. It's got a really soft spot out here. I'm sure Georgia didn't play this the way Kirby wanted with that corner. The corner comes back, though, makes a huge hit on Ryan Williams. So whereas the drop was critical early in the game, although Alabama still went down and got in the end zone, give Ryan Williams credit. Some of the tougher plays in the night that had to be made, he made them. Like that one. 2nd and 8 now for Alabama. Going to get back to some more play action. I thought Alabama in the third quarter kind of got away from it, it seemed like a little bit, but got back to it here in the fourth quarter. And that's an example of it on a 2nd down. Under center now, 1st and 10, early play action. Got them outflanked again with the running back and the tight end. Look at this after the catch for Josh Cuevas. Boy, you have really helped yourself in getting off of your own 20 or so after that 4th down stop. Now you love to go down and pretty much end the game right here on offense. 3rd and 7 for Alabama. This is initially 7-man protection, but you release the back and Cuevas. Ty surveying things. This is another one, you know. Into the Georgia sideline. Looked a little questionable, but you're not going to get that call. Dowd does a nice job pinning Georgia deep with the punt. You know, DeJon Lee Jr. right there, he gets rolled a little bit. But I actually thought he did a better job in those situations on the edge than another guy or two for Alabama at his position. So it's 3rd and 11 now. Stockton's going to load it up. This is a hell of a throw because Alabama was aligned and anticipating this very route. Able to get it over the top of Hubbard in between three guys there. And on a 3rd and 11, Stockton comes up big to Branch to keep it alive. 2nd and 5 now for the Dogs. Dogs like that little quick toss into the boundary. Alabama's had success against it with them in the past, but kind of play action off of it. Plenty of time. You just come back to the back. Rally to the football at the sticks. But Georgia picks up 8. Going to be able to move the chains there. 3rd and 9 for the Dogs now. 3:38 left in the game. Swing it out here. That's their guy, Cash. This is nice. Good job by Lee here for a couple of things. He didn't hesitate. Humphrey will get you blocked if you do. He just, you know, knifes it. And he doesn't commit, or he doesn't get called for the horse collar right there. That was a concern at the end of that play, was that maybe they were going to get him for the horse collar. And on top of that, you had an illegal shift on the Georgia Bulldogs. And so that's going to be a drive killer. And then you get to this 3rd and 1. You know, Alabama gets the football back. Georgia had 3 timeouts in the 2-minute. So you knew it was going to need at least 2 first downs to take the game. 2 first downs where you convert 3rd downs, you were going to be able to end the game. Maybe even a 4th down. This is a 3rd, and Ty is going to sneak it. He's not a 240-pound quarterback, but he was still going to get it done. Watch number 1 here for Georgia go pile diving. With the crown of the helmet, no less. And so in addition to converting the 3rd down, now you're going to get out near midfield kind of and help yourself out. Look at Robinson here. Crown of the helmet, eyes down, straight into the helmet of Jeremy Bernard. You can tell me about intent and all those things. I don't care. His intent was to dive on top of the pile with the crown of his helmet. So not sure how that wasn't targeting. Third and five now. This is the sealer, pretty much, from Ryan Grubb. And it's another textbook example, masterclass on working Georgia's second level. Because they show kind of an outside zone or maybe RPO opportunity out here to the left. And then bring the back across. 33 is very aggressive. He loves to get up the field. See that? And then these inside linebackers for Georgia again. Wilson, Allen. It's a tough offense to defend because of the way you have to play it. You know, you have to consider the entire width of the field. Jam makes the catch. Jam, being the veteran, knows to get down in bounds, Georgia, without any timeouts left, and that's your ball game. Alabama, 1-0 in SEC play. And it's been a lot of fun on a Sunday, right? Appreciate all the folks chiming in here in the live chat here. Hope you enjoyed it. And we'll be back with more right here on Ryer on YouTube Talking Tide, coming up tonight on a Sunday night. So be sure to check that out with Chase Good, Bread, and myself, and more coverage of all things football coming up throughout the week. Hit us with a like if you don't mind. That would help us out tremendously. And subscribe to Ryer on YouTube if you haven't already. Have a blessed Sunday, everybody. Till next time, so long.